For retailers, staying ahead in a competitive marketplace requires more than just offering great products. It demands insights into your sales performance. Sales reports are invaluable tools that provide essential data to optimize your retail operation. On this week's episode, I'm sharing three of the most important sales reports that every retailer must use to drive profitability and success.
Welcome to Season 6 of the Wealthy Retailer Podcast. This 12-episode season is chocked full of experiential guidance garnered from a 30-year career in retail. Our host, Dan Holman, shares his experience, tried and failed tactics, success tips, and his raw opinions on becoming wealthy in retail. Listen in as he shares openly about overcoming the challenges you face as a retail leader in today's marketplace. Whether you are a longtime listener or if this is your first time listening, thank you. Please be sure to subscribe and rate on your favorite podcast platform. And hey, why not share with someone you know? And now here's Dan.
Hey, welcome back to the final retail revelation for Season 6. We've got something great for Season 7 planned, and I will let you in on that probably next week with a bit of a recap for Season 6. But let's jump to what we're talking about this week. So as promised last week, this is part two on POS reporting, and we are focused on sales reports this week. And so I just want to share with you my three go-to reports in my POS system and for my retail business, not just the retail businesses that I work with, but I do this in my own. So the first one is sales by product category. And understanding the performance of your products in different categories truly is vital for making informed decisions. The sales by product category, or classification as some call it, breaks down your sales data into distinct groups and offers us insights such as identifying our top selling category. Let's let the report show us, not what we believe to be true, but what we point to be true. Let it show us which product categories are performing exceptionally well. These insights can guide our merchandise strategy and resource allocation. The other thing I look for is the ability to recognize underperforming categories. You know, on the flip side, it highlights product categories that need your attention. You can strategize on how to boost sales in these areas, whether through promotion marketing or product diversification. And the last thing I'm looking at is by assessing which categories yield higher sales and margins, I can adjust my merchandise strategy. For instance, you may choose to stock up more items from high-performing categories and optimize pricing for greater profitability, all from looking at top-selling categorical reports. The other report that I lean on is sales by customer segments. Your customer base is diverse, and understanding your different customer segments can help tailor marketing and sales efforts. The sales by customer report offers insights into identifying top customer segments, targeted marketing, and inventory stocking. Let's start with the first one, identifying top customer segments. Discover who your most valuable customer segments are, whether it's based on demographics, buying behavior, or other factors. This information will guide marketing or can guide marketing campaigns and assortment planning. The second one was targeted marketing. Armed with data on customer preference, we can create personalized marketing campaigns that resonate with specific customer segments, ultimately driving sales. The last one I mentioned was inventory stocking. By knowing which customer segments are likely to buy certain products, you tailor your inventory to meet their needs, which of course reduces overstocks and stockouts. The other report that is key for me is sales trends over time. So how do I run that? I make informed decisions. In order for me to make informed decisions, it's crucial to track sales trends over time. This report, this sales trend over time, provides historical sales data, giving us other insights to things like seasonal patterns, product life cycle, and business growth analysis. Let's start with the first one, seasonal patterns. Understanding the seasonality of your sales helps with inventory planning and marketing strategies. you can prepare for your peak season and optimize your efforts, your marketing efforts accordingly. When I think about seasonal patterns, I'm looking at this 3-month window against the past 3-month window, and even perhaps last year's same 3-month window. What I'm looking for is group a little bit larger data set and seeing how things are trending in my recent history, not as important to me as the 12 or 24 or 36 month history. All of us count that. We probably all have logs of several years worth of business that we try to compare to, but we're really looking at seasonal patterns. And it is fair, no matter whether my business is up or down, for us to believe that what the percentage of our total business done in November 23 is likely to be around the same percentage in November 24. And so when I think about that season, October, November, December, the season that we just finished, what percentage of my total year did that make up? As a percentage, it's not likely to shift significantly, even if the market explodes or retracts throughout the next 12 months, which we fully anticipate some level of, you know, stutter stepping with all the craziness that's going on in the world. But my percentage of business seasonally is still relatively close. I looked at a 5-year example as I was sort of typing up this blog or podcast. And I'm looking at a client that I have 5 years of seasonal data. And October for the last 5 years represented somewhere between 7.5% and 7.9% of her annual volume. Although the October business dollar over dollar has changed drastically, the 7.5% to 7.9% of her total business in 5 years is not a significant shift, which is a more important trend to pay attention to than top line sales. Okay, get off seasonal patterns and talk about product lifestyle. So product life cycle, identify which products have a long lasting appeal and which are more transient or fading fast. This knowledge helps you better manage inventory and make data-informed decisions, data-driven decisions about which categories and products to prioritize. The last sort of segment in a sales trend over time is business growth analysis. By tracking your sales trends over time periods, provides a clear picture of my growth trajectory. It enables me to set a realistic goal and make informed investment decisions. Conversely, the same report highlights areas for immediate improvement when a category begins to show signs of sales decline. I know based on truth, data is the only truth you have. I know based on data, this category is shrinking. If I compare, you know, long sleeve logo and long sleeve graphic, and one of them is on a growth trend and one of them is on a decline, I have to be able to demonstrate why. Not what I believe to be true, but what can be proven to be true. How did I feed the category? How am I promoting the category? How have I priced the category? Just thinking in your world, data has to be the key to success, not sales. Data giving you the ability to make really, truly informed decisions allows you to elevate to the next level. And just using these three simple sales reports, sales by product category, sales by customer segment, and sales trends over time, empowers you to make well-informed decisions, optimizing your product assortment, and creating effective marketing strategies. With these reports in your toolkit, you'll be well equipped to boost profitability, maximize customer satisfaction, and drive your business to new heights of success. As I said, this is episode 12 in our season 6, and the end of this 12 episode Retail Revelations season. We've got a lot of good stuff in the can for season 7 and have a promo coming out to you very quickly. Until then, anything you need, questions, I'm here. Questions, answers, 5 minutes of my time, 30 minutes of my time. Shoot an email to dan@thewealthyretailer.com and we can get connected. You can also follow me on all the socials, Instagram, and not so much on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn and Instagram. And Snapchat, you can find me over there if you're looking. Until we meet again, happy retailing.
The Wealthy Retailer Podcast is brought to you by Canadian Retail Solutions, empowering retailers since 1991 with comprehensive point-of-sale software, point-of-sale and IT support and training, retail and executive coaching, along with advanced inventory management solutions. At our core, we believe in real and relevant relationships, solution-based sales and service, maintaining a client-centered bottom-line focus, and providing credible and complete care. Learn more at www.canadianretailsolutions.com.